वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू अगेन टू माई पॉडकास्ट. सॉरी फॉर द लेट एपिसोड्स. माई यूनिवर्सिटीज एग्जाम्स वर गोइंग ऑन, सो आई हैड टू स्टडी. आई डिड नॉट हैव एनी टाइम टू रिकॉर्ड, बट आई हैव सम प्रीटी गुड टॉपिक्स टू कवर इन फ्यूचर. सो प्लीज़ डू सब्सक्राइब एंड शेयर विथ योर लव्ड वंस. सो टुडेज टॉपिक इज़ अ बिट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम टेक वर्ल्ड. इट्स रिलेटेड टू लाइफ स्टाइल. सो लाइक टुडेज टॉपिक इज टू लुक एट 5 मिस्टेक्स मैन मेक टू लूज देयर रिस्पेक्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ पीपल. It's a bit vague topic, but I'll try to explain myself as clear as possible. So let's just get in. The first point is people who commit but don't complete. Men who commit to do something to someone like their boss, their partner, their friend, and don't complete it would make you lose your respect in front of them. Instead, what you should do is be all in to your commitments. Just don't make any at the first place. It's as simple as that. And the second point is, don't say sorry again and again. It's a bit vague, let me explain. Saying sorry on petty things every time would not make you look good, because the value of that sorry has lesser. You know, it's come down, because you say sorry so many times, the other person would think that it doesn't mean anything to him, so he regularly says it. So just don't get me wrong, saying sorry is a good thing, and you should teach your child, teach your friends, or you know, suggest them to say sorry whenever they are wrong, but just say it in a very polite way and move on. Saying it repeatedly will only affect your respect in other person's eyes. Third person I would like to mention is, don't be too nice. You don't have to be always nice to people. Sometimes taking your stand and putting your opinion in front of people is far more important than accepting the situation as it is. If someone says you're rude, just reply, hey, I'm not being rude. Have I stabbed you? So, okay. So the fourth point is, respect your time. If you don't respect your time, then others won't respect your time. And I cannot emphasize on this more. If you don't have the value of your timing, the people around you will surely not respect it either. Be punctual, be organized. If you have to wake up just a bit more early, then get up and put that time to work on your time management skills and organizing. Do journaling. I have some friends who do journaling whenever the first thing they get up in the morning. It had really helped them. It really helped them. So just have a sense of your time and act on it. The fifth thing and the last thing that I would mention is, learn to say no. It is not exactly you all would be thinking, but knowing when to say no is the ultimate gift you can give yourself. You don't have to be rude or mean. Just simply say no politely and give the right explanation to the other person whom you are saying no to. And if the other person understands you well enough, then they would understand. Seriously, it's the best thing. Even I couldn't say no to many of my loved ones, many of my close friends, but I have slowly started to say no in things which I don't want to do, or which I'm not sure of that I would be doing that correctly, or my headspace is not in the right, my headspace is not right, then I would just say no, because committing to that situation and not doing it properly will only make you look dumb. So just say no if you're not ready. And so here are the 5 points which we discussed. And surely there are many more points which are important as well, but these are my top 5 picks. I hope you like this episode of lifestyle topics. If you want some more topics on lifestyle, just subscribe this channel. And if you have some suggestions on my next topic of lifestyle, of grooming, or of any other thing related, as you all know, this channel is all about versatility. So suggest me some on my email ID. My email ID is shashwat283@gmail.com. Shashwat is spelled shashwat283@gmail.com. Talk to you in the next one. Until then, take care, and most importantly, maintain social distancing and enjoy you people. Peace.